Happy Eclipse Day, Kyle. It's Monday, April 8th. We have things to talk about. We will talk about the eclipse. We're also going to talk about Automotive News Top 150. We've got some friends in there. Also, hasta la vista, cheap Tesla. You didn't even see that show title, did you?
I was hoping. I saw that as the title this morning. You made the title. I was like, if he pulls that off, like those words out of his mouth,
if I did it, be blown away. If I did it like, in the Arnold accent, hasta la vista.
Cheap Tesla.
How come?
It's a very California thing to say.
California. You know? I know. That's exactly it. It all comes together. Why is it? I don't know. Why is it that everyone can say California like Arnold says it, but he can't say it like everyone else says it?
He can't say it.
Well, he probably could. He's on the brand.
Have you seen the State Farm commercial?
With Arnold?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Neighbor. Yeah.
Neighbor.
That's a good one.
Neighbor.
Was that a Super Neighbor. Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good one.
Like a good
one.
Neighbor. Stay Farm.
I know. Well, look, this is a very typical Monday where we just have a lot of catching up to do.
Welcome to the week, everybody.
We have to catch up on our hijinks. We don't communicate as much over the weekend, and so Monday feels like the best place to do it. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the week, everybody. It's kind of a monumental day because of the eclipse. We'll talk about that in a minute. I think it's monumental because we are only 36 days away from a SotuCon.
Just
I know.
Coming at
once we get
really
under
hot.
We're going to be this time next week it'll be under 30.
Every weekend kind of shocks me cuz I'm like, "Oh, it's basically 40 days." And then you like hit a 2-day weekend. I don't know
and
how that
like,
even works.
I feel like 3 weeks like comes off.
Days.
Yeah. It's bittersweet. Like I can't wait to get there, but there are so many things still to be done.
You know, one thing we haven't talked like a lot about is that we're doing so Pitch Tank was like a thing back on Clubhouse that we did
we
every
have not
single
talked
week
about this a lot.
For a year and a half, I think, or something like that.
Yep.
And the way that we do it, you know, David Kane has his, you've had some other events do similar type of pitch stuff, but the way that we do it is like you have to get in and out
fast
in 3
and
minutes and it is meaningful the way that it happens. So I'm excited for we've got Chase Fraser from FM Capital. We've got Steve Greenfield, some people that really understand software, understand tech in our industry coming to help judge those. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. One of the things I like most about the format is number one, it's quick, right? So you force everyone to get their pitch in the 3 minutes, which I think is helpful for everyone, for the dealers and for the industry partners, because you have to get clarity, you have to get there. And then you have people who ask the questions that maybe you didn't think to ask or you couldn't articulate in the right way. And for me, that's the most helpful thing. And I think a lot of people, you know, when someone asks a question, one of the panelists, you or Chase or Steve Greenfield asks a question, I know a lot of other people have that question and are like, yes, I want to know the answer to that question. And that's when everybody wins. So yes, Pitch Tank is going to be live on two stages at a SotuCon. And so, I know, dueling Pitch Tank stages is going to be unbelievable. So in the studios, lots of reasons to go. The keynote speaker, Will Goddard. We have over 60 speakers. Go to asotucon.com. Just click on speakers and scroll the list. And then click on agenda and scroll the list of all the sessions that are going to be there. I've had so many people reach out to me in the last 5 days. I think people are starting to realize this is close and maybe they didn't hear about it, didn't realize it was going down.
They're like,
and,
oh, shoot.
Oh, no, this is the fun part because it's like out of the woodwork where people just start to like show up. It's going to be a busy event. We're already twice as far ahead as we were this time last year in ticket sales and attendance. And everybody knows in automotive, the last 30 days is when the really ramp up comes. By the way, if you're going or planning to go and haven't booked your hotel room, I know we've been saying this for like the last week and a half.
There's 22 rooms left and that's it.
There you go. Less than 10% of, I mean, like they gave us a ton of rooms. We literally almost have this entire hotel. The live casino hotel is almost all a SotuCon attendees at this point, but there are 22 spaces left. So if you're going, do it now because we know people who are going, who have registered tickets, who have told us that they're going and haven't bought tickets yet, that have not booked hotel rooms, right? There are other hotels, but if you can, you want to be in the event hotel. It's just, you're right there. And it is not expensive. What are we at? $169 a night or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's $191 with taxes and fees. Like, come on.
And they're beautiful
rooms. You can't come to Nashville on a regular weeknight and get that type of...
Yeah, right. Absolutely. No, it's a beautiful hotel. Okay, enough about that. Thanks to our friends who made that possible, specifically our presenting sponsor, Reynolds and Gooba Goo. Can't wait to hang with you at a SotaCon. It's going to be amazing. All right, show notes. Let's go. Finally here, the top 150 dealer list, Automotive News top 150 dealer groups. The list was just released. They've collectively sold 3.7 million vehicles in 23, representing almost a quarter of the entire industry sales. So if you don't know, there's like 16,000 dealers. This is only 150 of the 16,000, and they represent a quarter of the sales.
150 of the groups.
150 groups. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. That's stores. Yeah, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah, because a couple of those have two or three stores. There are going to be a lot of these groups and stores represented at a SotaCon. I don't know, some little groups you may have heard of, like Lithia, AutoNation, Group One, Orsman, Walzer, DGDG, Sampac, CMA, Cody Holdings, Demontrant. Like, listen, the SotaCon is where to be where these people hang out. Yeah, so
it's absolutely. And here's the other thing about this is there's a bunch of others that don't actually submit their revenue dollars.
I didn't realize
or
that.
Their sales dollars to Automotive News. So there are some other private groups that I know that have told me in private,
be like, on the list.
Hey, if we submitted, we'd be on that list and would push a few out at the bottom. Whoa. So, you know, there'll be a few more there that you're really going to, that are pushing the envelope and challenging that.
But I'll tell you what though, there are a lot that aren't on that list that are by far the best operators. They just don't have the size and scale or want the size and scale sometimes.
Right. Single rooftops, incredible multi-store groups out there that are doing it, local, regional. So no kudos slouches to all those on the list. Kudos.
Congrats. It's fun to watch people go up and down. I was looking at our friends at Sioka that hit number 51. And they were they were only like a few hundred cars away from being number 50.
Oh, man.
You know, it's going to ramp them up. Mr. C and the team there, I'm sure, crushing it. There's actually a lot of groups in there. If you look at the volume numbers, there's very little distance between a lot of those groups now.
Oh, no. It's a tight race. A lot of parity up there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I like the way you said that. All right. Speaking of, I don't know, parity?
Stop. Ups and downs, you know.
Is Tesla's $25,000 EV plan dead? Amidst escalating competition for budget-friendly Chinese EVs, Tesla is reportedly canceling its long-awaited affordable car program, pivoting focus toward the development of its autonomous robo-taxi. So this basically, you know, it does mark a big shift. Tesla's been talking about the $25,000 EV for a long time. And now the Chinese EV makers are
25, we're going 10.
How about 10? But so this all is based on Reuters releasing this exclusive article saying it cites multiple sources within the company that say the plans are dead. Elon Musk dismissed the report as, quote, lying. Tesla shares did fall almost 4% at market close. They were down as much as 6% until he came and got back on and said, actually, we're going to be releasing the robo-taxi and we're showing everybody on August 8th. So he actually put a date to it. It's not in the future, right? So the article cites, did I not put it in these show notes? Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically, must have not put it in the show. So basically, they cite three separate people in the company, a multiple of internal reports that were shown to Reuters, and they were able to examine that some of them listed the project name for this cheap low-cost EV by like a number, like a couple letters and number, like a code name. And so they were able to confirm all this stuff. This is all their source, so they must have had a lot of confidence to release this. Elon says not they're lying about what part. I don't know. But, according to the biography by Walter Isaacson, he's actually canceled this program before and then reinstated it again. So I don't know.
Yeah, this is a big shift, though. One of those. I'm sure it's continuously a thing, you know, whether or not Tesla has to do it to maintain the market share that they want. I'm not sure. If you want to get technical, H422.
That's
and
the one.
NV91 have apparently told some suppliers to halt further activities. But see, that's where I think like, hey, maybe they're owning a little bit more of the supply chain in order to get the result of the lower cost vehicle. So I would watch out for that. Hey, the documents were saying the suppliers, I'm just watching out for a little bit more supply chain management by Tesla. Cause I think that's where they win. They win when they produce and manufacture all their stuff.
I know. Gosh. Yep. Obviously the margin pressures on Tesla had said, you know, their quest saying we're going to produce 20 million vehicles a year at some point. Whether it's robo-taxis, low-cost
Yeah, I think the bigger issue for Tesla is their Q1 results, right? They missed it. They missed their projections by like 14% or something crazy. It was their largest miss in projections yet to date. So I think that's where they're probably focusing all the energy right now.
There is like another lane that you can think about Tesla. And we talk about this quite often, is that they're not a car company. They're an AI company. They're a data company. They're an energy company, right? Like all these other things that they are. And so
space company.
Well, SpaceX is different.
I know it's another company.
They're borrowing technology. It's all inside Elon's brain. But I think the point is like, we in the auto industry are focusing on their automotive related news, automotive related reports. However, I wouldn't count them out of like coming to market with these, you know, autonomous robots or some big AI developments or something that changes the stock price quickly when you realize there's going to be a substantial revenue stream that has nothing to do with cars, right? But it's hard. Exactly. I mean, we just think about it as a car company.
There you go.
Think about things a little differently. Speaking of thinking or seeing things, holy crap, a little differently today.
Seeing things a lot. This is wild because the business right now, businesses in the path of the eclipse are booming across the U.S. due to travel and tourism and a lot of other things that have to do with the solar eclipse. Couple little dates here is the last total solar eclipse to go across the U.S. was in 2017. We won't see another one in North America until 2044. So you got a little bit of time to wait on that. The eclipse is anticipated to boost the U.S. economy by $6 billion, with millions treating the event as a major holiday, rivaling the financial impacts of major events like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour and the Super Bowl, as cities along the path of totality prepare for a massive influx of visitors. Here's a couple of them. Notably, Indianapolis is preparing for 500,000 visitors, more than seven times the attendance of the Super Bowl it hosted in 2012.
Crazy.
Niagara Falls expects to host up to 1 million people for the eclipse. They only get 14 million visitors annually. So one day they're going to get 1/14 of their annual visitors. I saw that like a town somewhere in Maine is basically expected like 100x its population or something like that because of the location of it and like how it looks there and the clarity.
They brought in some food trucks and porta potties.
Food trucks and porta potters. Here's a fun one. A couple scientists have been quoted in saying, hey, look, this is just a rare opportunity to see the solar system do its thing and be a little bit crazy, especially because the moon is gradually moving away from Earth at 1.5 inches of the year.
Uh-oh.
So beware. In 600 million years, you won't be able to see this anymore.
No, you better get out there and do it then in that case. I love how Delta actually has two flights chartered along the flight or along the path of the totality. Nice little move by Delta. I'm sure there'll be some fun stuff coming out of the flight. Really, hey, smart. If you're on that or you know anyone that's on that, hit us up. Let us know.
NASA is also planning to, quote unquote, race the solar eclipse. They've got a whole bunch of computer and imagery that they're going to be doing at 50,000 feet. So I'm excited about that. They're going to be looking at that ring, the cornea around the moon, because it's like the most optimal time for the cameras not to bust at 50,000 feet. So should be some pretty cool imagery coming out of that.
Got it. Well, look, whatever you're doing today, we hope you see the eclipse. We hope you sell some cars. We hope you care about some people. We hope That's you it. Go to asotacon.com and buy your SotaCon tickets and book your hotel. Wow. Whatever you do, we will see you here tomorrow. Have fun watching the eclipse if you can.